Federal Reserve Board Chairman Alan Greenspan is warning that cheap natural gas may be a thing of the past. Greenspan spoke yesterday at a congressional hearing called to investigate the sharp rise in gas prices over the past year. Natural gas accounts for nearly a quarter of the country's total energy supply. Greenspan is concerned the higher prices eventually will take a toll on the U.S. economy. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Colder than usual weather last winter left stockpiles of natural gas unusually low, and without that normal cushion, the price has nearly doubled from a year ago. Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan says this is more than just a cold weather aberration. Demand for natural gas has been growing steadily for years, and domestic supplies of the popular fuel simply haven't kept up.
Today's tight natural gas markets have been a long time in coming, and futures prices suggest that we are not apt to return to earlier periods of relative abundance and low prices anytime soon.
The higher prices could mean hundreds of dollars in additional heating bills for residents in the north this winter and higher electric bills this summer in parts of the country where natural gas is burned to make electricity. Industrial customers are the first to suffer, especially those like chemical and fertilizer makers who use natural gas as a raw material. Greenspan told the House Energy and Commerce Committee higher gas prices have already cut into thin corporate profit margins.
And I have no doubt that if it continues and if we stay at these very elevated prices, we're going to see some erosion in a number of macroeconomic variables.
Louisiana Republican Billy Tozan blames the federal government for promoting the use of natural gas as a relatively clean-burning fuel while at the same time limiting domestic exploration.
On the one hand, the federal government encourages the use of natural gas for a whole host of processes. On the other hand, the federal government restricts more and more public land to natural gas development. So the federal government is in the not-so-invisible hand on the marketplace, increasing demand and all the while decreasing supply. Talk about market manipulation.
Colorado Democrat Deanna DeGette disputes that argument. She says efforts to protect federal lands are not to blame for holding gas development hostage.
While we need to develop our natural gas supplies in the West, that does not necessarily mean 100% development in all lands. And if we have a reasonable land use policy, we can still have robust natural gas development.
Fed Chairman Greenspan declined to weigh in on what he called the trade-offs between environmental protection and exploration. Instead, he stressed the need for the U.S. to develop more facilities for importing liquid natural gas, or LNG. He says that would provide a safety valve against price spikes, just as imports help cushion shortfalls in the domestic supply of oil.
Access to world natural gas supplies will require a major expansion of LNG terminal import capacity. Without the flexibility such facilities will impart, balances in supply and demand must inevitably engender price volatility.
Greenspan admits it will take a number of years to develop the necessary import terminals, but another option under consideration, building a pipeline to Alaska's vast natural gas fields, would take even longer. According to an Energy Department forecast, Greenspan says building such a pipeline could take almost two decades. Scott Horsley, NPR News.